Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Do you smell that, Brooke?
All I can smell is paint. We just remodeled the kitchen. So.
Okay, well, send me pictures. I got to see this.
Yes.
But what I'm smelling right now is freedom. It's in the air.
Oh, does this mean Britney Spears can finally stop chipping away at her walls Shawshank style?
I hope so. I mean, maybe she'll finally be able to get busy living. Because seriously, out of nowhere, her dad, Jamie Spears, filed a petition yesterday to end her infamous conservatorship.
Yeah, like honestly, I don't think anyone saw this coming, including me. Like honestly, my heart jumped when I read this.
Same. But of course, it's not over yet.
Yeah, so a California judge still has to accept the petition.
But if all goes well, we may for reals this time legitimately have an actual Free Britney out in the world again.
Yes, and tons of unsold Free Britney merch. Also, welcome back, Arisha. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. It's like the news was just waiting for me.
Seriously.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, September 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's happening! In a move that's shocked Free Britney stans around the world, Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, filed a petition yesterday in the Los Angeles Superior Court to finally end her 13-year-long conservatorship.
Yeah, so in the petition, Jamie's lawyer, Vivian Lee Thoreen, says Britney is entitled to have this court now seriously consider whether this conservatorship is no longer required. The document also says circumstances have changed to such an extent that grounds for establishment of a conservatorship may no longer exist. Mm-hmm. That translation means Jamie's getting harassed endlessly. We got to get out of this thing.
Jump ship.
Yep. It also highlights that Britney won the right to choose her own counsel back in July. As we know, that was former federal prosecutor and Hollywood lawyer Matthew Rosengart, and hero of our story. And it also goes on to say, if Ms. Spears has the capacity and capability to engage counsel on her own, she presumably has capacity and capability to handle other contractual and business matters.
Yeah. And this is huge. As we've talked about many times before here, and also on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts. Britney's been under this conservatorship of both her person and her estate for over a decade. Yes. And Jamie is 100% not the good guy, according to Britney and everybody who has ears and eyes.
Yes. So if you've been in space. Let's just recap what's been going on. So Jamie is the appointed conservator of Britney's estate. He was previously in charge of not only her estate, but also her person. But he was removed as the conservator of only her person in late 2019 and replaced by court-appointed conservator Jody Montgomery. And in the now famous court testimony Britney gave this past June, Britney publicly stated she thinks her dad is abusive and asked the judge to remove him as conservator. In fact, she wants him to do jail time for what he's done to her personally and financially.
Which, I'm sorry, she's been in jail for 13 years. It's only fair.
Exactly.
He gets the same.
I agree.
Yeah. So, and Britney's bombshell testimony was cited in yesterday's filing as the big reason that Jamie's now petitioning to end the conservatorship.
Right.
So the docs mentioned Brit's impassioned plea to end the conservatorship and even quote the transcript of her testimony. And the petition says, "Miss Spears is now outspoken in her frustration with the level of control imposed by a conservatorship and has pleaded with this court to let her have her life back."
Yeah. So the filing also highlights how Britney has demonstrated a level of independence by doing things like driving herself again, the absolute bare minimum.
And getting Starbucks.
Yeah. Right. The document also makes the claim that we've all heard before. It says, as Mr. Spears has said again and again, all he wants is what is best for his daughter. And so Britney wants to end the conservatorship and believes that she can handle her own life. The petition says her dad thinks she should get that chance.
Which, of course, makes it seem like all of a sudden Jamie's on Britney's side.
Right.
And the whole conservatorship has always been a positive thing, which, okay, Jamie.
Yeah, right. So the petition claims the conservatorship helped Britney through a major life crisis and says it helped to rehabilitate and advance her career and was responsible for putting her finances and affairs in order and also a lot of money in Jamie's bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And it also goes on to say that since Britney doesn't want the safety rails of the conservatorship anymore, she shouldn't have it.
Yeah, which safety rails? Like, she's not a kid with a training wheel bike. Like,
seriously.
Come on, Jamie.
It's so condescending, like, all of it. He can't think we're buying this.
No, no. The filing also makes sure to mention that Britney herself hasn't filed a formal petition to end her conservatorship yet.
Right. And I mean, like I said, it just feels like he's throwing shade, honestly. Like in her June testimony, Britney told the judge she didn't realize she was able to file a petition to end her conservatorship. And even though she's, you know, now been allowed to appoint her own lawyer, her team still has not filed a petition, which, of course, Jamie's petition makes sure to mention, saying, given Ms. Spears' testimony, Mr. Spears does not know why a petition to terminate the conservatorship has not yet been filed.
Which, here's the thing, Jamie has been exploiting the legal system for 13 plus years. I'm sure he knows it's not as simple as like do X, Y, and Z. So he needs to just sit down and shut up.
Yeah. You couldn't even run a gym, Jamie.
Ooh.
Shut up.
Ooh. You got to hit him where it hurts.
Yep.
And then, of course, in keeping with this really pathetic good guy act that would probably earn him a Razzie, although I don't even know if it would be that good. Jamie's petition also argues that Britney shouldn't have to undergo a new psych evaluation to end the conservatorship, something she's previously stated she refuses to do.
Right.
So in Britney's court testimony, she very passionately asked for the conservatorship to end without a psychological evaluation. She said, I'm not willing to meet or see anyone. I've met with enough people against my will. I'm done. All I want is to own my money for this and my boyfriend to drive me in his effing car.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it still is a possibility that she'll have to undergo one anyway, because the courts in California sadly make leaving a conservatorship really difficult. And typically, they do require an extensive mental evaluation. So even with Jamie saying she shouldn't have to, there's a good chance Britney will have to do one if she truly wants to be free.
Yeah, it almost feels like the kind of thing where you know what the outcome's going to be. So you say something that makes it look like you're, you know, getting good face here, but really you know it's going to be what you ultimately want.
Yeah, 100%. He's so full of it. Like,
I know.
It's just a big PR stunt. No one's buying that you're a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wonder what kind of game Jamie and his lawyers are playing here.
Yes.
He's recently said he's willing to step down as a conservator, but only after he got a big payout.
Right. So in August, Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, accused Jamie of trying to get $2 million out of Britney before he would leave the conservatorship. And Matthew was pretty blunt about it. He said, Britney Spears will not be extorted. And then he called the payout a non-starter.
Yeah. Since he's been appointed, Matthew has not held back.
No.
And he's made it very clear that Brittany will not be messed with anymore.
Yeah, I truly love him. He called yesterday's filing a vindication, but he also said he isn't letting Jamie off the hook for years of abuse, which...
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He said, it appears that Mr. Spears believes he can try to avoid accountability and justice, including sitting for a sworn deposition. But as we assess his filing, which was inappropriately sent to the media before it was served on counsel, our investigation will continue. I mean, mic drop.
Yeah. I if nothing else, the fact that Jamie was like, I'm going to send this to the media. The media has nothing to do with a conservatorship or anything before sending it right. to the courts that actually get to make these decisions just shows what his end game is here.
Yeah. It just shows he's worried about his public image.
Yeah. Which stop worrying. It's damaged beyond repair and just recede into the backlight. We don't care about you anymore.
Yes.
So even though the petition is really a big move, we can't throw our victory parties just yet.
Right. So there is a court date still set for September 29th. And at that one, Judge Brenda Penny will rule on whether or not to remove Jamie as conservator. But we won't know if she'll accept the petition to just completely end the conservatorship until January 28th of 2022.
Yeah. So I feel like the real question with the surprise filing is, has Jamie finally given in for his daughter's best interest, or does he have other intentions?
Listen, if Jamie effing Spears has all of a sudden just finally become this great guy who cares about Britney, then he's a clone. The original was killed or sent off to sea. There's no way in hell that he cares at all.
I mean, if he gets his $2 million, we know he really does care.
Right. Yeah, that's the telltale sign.
I mean, I know I've mentioned this before, but Jamie gives me the biggest Scooby-Doo villain vibes.
Yeah, 100%, except when you pull off the mask at the end, it's just another villain.
Yeah, the bad guy is a bad guy.
Yeah, let's get him, Scoob.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.